still a banger, right?
Oh, yeah. Want me to perform it?
This is a kick-ass intro, man.
All right, it's 5:15 here on the ticket. That's a time check for this.
Picture the contorted Danny face as he's singing that. All right, here's Sturm.
All right, about once a month, as part of the Tuesday Bob's World series, I like to break out That's What I Like About Texas. There are so many things about living down here as a cheesehead and just sort of sorting my way through Texas life, observations, stories, things I become interested in, obsessed with. In fact, this Mother's Day, the little lady wanted boots.
Real boots.
Real cowgirl boots.
Interesting.
Yes.
Has she ever owned a pair?
No.
In any phase of her life?
No. So Cowboy Tom, actually we went out with Cowboy Tom and Alex, Mrs. Tom. And she was wearing some fetching boots that caught my wife's eye that night out in West Texas. And then I was basically told what Mother's Day would be. Well, it would be a great thing to offer for Mother's Day.
So what'd she go with?
So I went, and upon Mr. Cowboy's wishes, he sent me the place that hand makes boots. Can't remember the total name. It's a great plug for them, but they were awesome. Made her a pair of boots, and she loves them. So when you're asking what did she go with, are you looking for brand, style, color?
So they're customs?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they're nice. And
what does that mean? Because I've never owned a pair.
That they're handmade.
Handmade.
She got fitted and chose the style she wanted, and they made them.
I have another question.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
So, you know when you go into, like...
one of one.
When you go into, like, Run-On or, one of those shoe stores? Running shoe stores. And okay. You'll get... They'll fit you for a specific shoe.
Yeah.
So, when they fit you for a boot and custom make it, is it, like, fit to the shape of your... foot?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? The boot?
Yeah, now in this case, I did not take her to the boot maker. We actually sized it, but then they handmade the style that I guess Mrs. Tom and I thought Sally would be most into. And it looks like we hit the mark. Looks like we're all very happy. But anyway, in the process of finding the perfect boot, I fell back into the rabbit hole of the commercial jingle that upon moving to Texas most was stuck in my head. So I'm in Texas 5 minutes and I flip on the ticket and I hear a jingle that is so Texas that somebody from up north can't believe they're actually hearing it on the radio. And, of course, everybody knows what I'm talking about here, but here it is. Oh, no, not that one. Here, pot me up in here. Here it is off YouTube. It's a little scratchy, but you get the idea, and you definitely know every word to this.
I got a ranch in downtown Dallas. I buy diamonds by the ton. Chase cuties in my Cadillac. Drill oil wells just for fun. When it comes to boots, I need a deal that'll fit me right, toe to heel. So get my boots at Western Warehouse.
So, I could...
Maybe the greatest song, ad campaign song, ever written for my money.
It's a jam.
It's so unbelievable, and the lyrics are amazing. So let's review them here briefly, if you don't mind. They're always quoted here on this radio station by those of us who are obsessed with them. I assume some are locals, but... if you get here later in life, it strikes you as, this is really, really, really Texas right here. Here we go.
I got a ranch in downtown Dallas. I buy diamonds by the ton.
I have a ranch in downtown Dallas. I buy diamonds by the ton.
Chase cuties in my Cadillac. Drill oil wells just for fun.
I chase cuties in my Cadillac and drill oil wells just for fun.
Basically, this dude is saying he's flush.
Boy, is he.
When it comes to boots, I need a deal that'll fit me right. Toe to heel, so get my boots at Western Warehouse.
What? Can I just say this?
What?
That if a guy is drilling oil wells just for fun and he buys diamonds by the ton, does he need a deal at all?
He's saying that...
Well, when it comes to boots...
comes to boots, he only goes to Western Warehouse and he gets the best boots you can get and he saves money.
To boots, I need a deal that'll fit me right. Toe to heel, so get my boots at Western Warehouse.
Can you imagine the look on that dude's face when he was recording that song?
Like, what do I have to sing?
Are we good, Mino? Do we have Ticket Friend?
We do.
Okay, joining us right now on the Buyer's Barricade Ticket Hotline. Join us for That's What I Love Like About Texas, or love, I guess. What's the difference?
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and the only T.C. Fleming.
Oh!
Oh, man, I thought it was the hammer.
Hi, Chuck.
I love Texas.
You really do.
You love Texas, don't you?
It's one of the best 50 states.
It definitely is, and you also love, like I do, the Western Warehouse jingle, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Also, a bit of a curse. Never leaves the brain for too long.
No, it doesn't. And you didn't help that recently, did you?
Well, you know, like any burden, I want to share it with everyone, right?
Okay. So you...
some kind of horror movie.
You may not know where this is headed, do you?
I do not.
Okay. Anyone in here know where I'm going with this?
Search me.
T.C. Fleming is on to talk Western Warehouse.
Okay.
Our Western Warehouse historian, T.C. Fleming, is here to offer us the origin of that song. No, actually... so recently, I'm on the Soch, and like everybody, I follow TC1310 on the Twitter. And there was a conversation on there that I didn't know traced back to late January, Chuck?
That's correct.
I sort of want to know if there's a behind the music here, but also sort of don't want to know because maybe it's not as good as the final product. Is there anything we need to know before I share what you've done with the fellas here?
I probably just want to hear the reaction without it. It's a pretty boring story.
Okay,
it's like the story of Coach Joe, how he got his name. About that,
that's fair. Okay, so TC took the peanut butter and the chocolate.
Yeah.
He took Western Warehouse and one of our favorite songs and tried to put them together. Now, I'm going to apologize in advance for the mix just because I'd like a little more TC in this mix, if you know what I'm saying, TC.
Yeah, just that, you know, if you turn me up, then you can hear me singing. That was kind of my big concern.
Okay, well, now I'm concerned that everyone's not going to be able to enjoy it quite as much as I would have hoped, but let's hope for the best. Let's hope the compressors work. And without even telling you what song it is, let's hear TC's Western Warehouse offering. Shall we? Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Thank you.
it just cuts off. I want the whole song, TC.
No, that's beautiful.
Are you insane?
He lost his mind.
Yes.
I buy my boots at Western Warehouse.
All right, so obviously... All right, that's the Foo Fighters with Everlong.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear... I buy my boots or get my boots at Western Warehouse and then somehow just think of that chorus first and then just incorporate the whole song into it?
So I was driving around. I was listening to Everlong because it's dope.
It is dope.
And simultaneously had the Western Warehouse jingle stuck in my head and just kind of saw that it probably wouldn't take too much moving around and shifting to make them fit. And sat down for 2 seconds, and yeah, I mean, you know, you got to drop a couple lines of the song, and you got to drop a couple lines of the jingle, and like not speak over, not try to match like every word Dave's doing, but
yeah,
doesn't take too much. Works pretty good.
Is that Doty on guitar?
No, it's Josh Campbell.
Okay.
Ah, Josh.
Oh,
sweet Josh.
That's so good.
That's awesome,
I've
dude.
Been thinking about that nonstop for the last week, and I wanted to share it with these guys.
I need my boots at Western Warehouse. Done.
Let's stop. And that's it.
I will never. That's like
you've ruined it.
Everyone's favorite Foo Fighter song is Everlong.
It really is.
I'm going to be screaming that at the next show.
Can you imagine the Dallas show? There's going to
be
500 P1s that go to the next Foo Fighter show, and Dave's going to just hear. In the audience,
what?
Did you say boots and what?
Maybe that's what I asked.
What kind of warehouse, huh?
That's what I asked Chris Shiflett. Look, I've reworked the song.
Please,
you're gonna love this.
Yeah, we have this guy that we all like that wants to come on stage.
I'm gonna need your guitar, though.
TC, you've really changed the game here, sir. I can't thank you enough.
I'm glad you guys like it.
Love you, TC.
Way to go, man.
Yeah. Stay ridiculous.
And close.
There you go. That's what I like about Texas.
That's what I like about Texas.
All right. I've been waiting for this one since we heard the news over the weekend. It is time for us to bury someone very, very influential in our scene. Tawny Catane gets trifecta treatment next.